Did you, sister, make sa'i afterwards?
I think we lost the question. I think she closed it up there. But she said, I think she had the intention, and she didn't mention if she's actually started the Umrah.
I believe she made the tawaf, and she offered dhuhr,
yes,
and afterwards she got her menses.
Yeah. She wants to know the ruling for this.
Okay. The ruling is that if you made ihram and you made the intention, usually people who are afraid of having a problem, such as in your case, a woman who's expecting her menses, would make an exception. And she would say, لبيك اللهم عمرة, that I'm coming for Umrah. But if there is something that would prevent me from completing it, then I can go out of the state of ihram into the state of normal life without any expiation to pay or any fidya. And this is usually called al-ishtirat, to have a condition. So you would say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عُمْرَ وَإِنْ حَبَسَنِي حَابِسٍ فَمَحِلِّي حَيْثُ حَبَسْتَنِي. If you did not say this, then you are in the state of ihram, you should complete your umrah. Having said that, you said that you made tawaf and prayed dhuhr, and then you got your menses. If you continued and made sa'i, your umrah is complete after cutting your hair, because sa'i, you don't have to be in the state of purity like in tawaf. But there is a big possibility that once you had this, you thought that you should stop and that your umrah is invalid. And I don't know if you went back to the UAE or you're still in Mecca. If you're still in Mecca or close by to Mecca, then you have to know that you are still in the state of ihram. The minute you are over with your monthly period, you have to perform ghusl and go to complete your umrah. But if you went back to your country, and I believe it's, if not difficult, it's close to impossible to go back and perform umrah again, in this case, you would have the status of someone who was prevented from completing his umrah by force, by an enemy or etc. Therefore, you should slaughter a sheep and distribute it to the poor people where you live, and cut this bit of your hair from all your hair, and inshallah, you don't have to do anything else.